Hello.
Hey, Bubusita, how are you?
Good.
Happy Monday, disastrous Monday. Whoop, whoop.
Yeah.
Coño, this computer. How's Ava?
She's good. She's
Muy
sleeping.
bien.
Oh, I want to be like her. She rules. What was I calling you for? I completely forgot what I wanted to speak to you guys. This is why I had to write things down. But in regards to the follow-up thing on your sheet, do you have the on your on your actual sheet, you have a follow-up date column, right? Let me double check.
Oh, which sheet do you use?
The Erica family first.
Okay.
No, I never had a follow-up date here.
It's not there. Now I have to fix your column, so the thing looks crazy.
It's not on here now. I never had one.
Okay, hold on. I need to add it. Oh my God, I'm about to stuck to my behind. Cause we're trying to figure out a way of tracking like calls, because we have to call all these humans every week, at least once a week. And obviously the easiest way at the moment to do it is with the follow-up dates. Make sure I don't stab my ear again. Where is it? You don't have follow-up dates? Okay, I'm gonna add it. Follow. Hey, where do you want me to put it?
You can put it right. It doesn't matter.
I'm gonna put it next to, in between ready for intake and the status. And the, yeah, and the yellow status thingy, so it's there. So I'm just calling everyone individually because I'm working from home and I'm not trying to do conference calls and it's gonna get too complicated. And by the time I figure it out, it's gonna be like five. So, pretty much we have to make sure that all the patients are called once a week. Or if they direct otherwise, okay, don't call me, whatever, call me in 3 weeks. Just as long as there's a clear note and a follow-up date that makes sense, then it's fine. What I did tell Dina last week is that if the caregiver is the main contact, well, you're doing HR, so you're speaking to them regardless. So on her end, if it's a if the main number is the caregiver, then obviously we don't have to call them multiple times because Monica's already doing it. And the same thing on your end. If the caregiver is the only thing, you don't have to call the patient. But we have to make sure that the patient's aware we're still in the picture so that we don't lose this these cases. Now, just to give you a heads up in regards to the meeting for tomorrow, you're coming in, right? Yay. So what it is pretty much they want to have marketing jump in to assist because we want to have as much authorization as possible to come in cases starting and whatnot. So they're gonna try to have marketing assist with trying to get the authorization request starting. So what I told you is the same thing that we do here, that we have to find out from them, like the patient and the caregiver, when they want to start, not us pick the date so that it falls on the patient or the caregiver, not on us. So that we're gonna try to, that's pretty much what the meeting for tomorrow is most likely going to entail. But yeah. That's pretty much my
I feel like
bothering
the
us today.
staffing is different because like we're
No, not
requesting all
staffing
these
cases.
offs and then no, because Judah's slacking me like, oh, request off for the new ones that just came in, and I'm just like, we don't even have an aide. Like we already
I
have.
wonder if he knows that. Because he said for Philly cases, how he looks at it is the Philly cases we should be able to staff. But and if we have like we know for sure, then fine, of course. But if it's not, then no. Because he told me no. He had told me no for staffing cases because what are the chances that we can actually staff them?
Okay, so for Philly, request right away, and then for.
Yeah, like if you know, oh, we can find an aide without a problem, then I would say sure, of course. Or if you wanna wait that no. It's like contradicting. If it's not in Philly, don't request it. If it is in Philly and it doesn't seem like a case that is going to be too hard, I would give it like a week and then request it for a week out. So that way you don't have any issues.
Alrighty.
Cool beans. If anything, I'm on eagle mode because I'm by myself and I'm doing everything. So if you need me, call me, text me, Slack me. Don't call me on this thing because my Bria acts up after 3 o'clock for some weird reason. But call my cell phone.
No
Cool. Thank you, Bubucitas. I see you
problem.
tomorrow.
Thank you. See
No
you
problem.
tomorrow.
Bye.